We've been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We're going to feel happy after this. Here we are once again. It is my favorite time of the week. I get to drink beer with my friends Paul Segura and Brandon Hernandez. Let's get into it. It's beer for breakfast.
Let's drink some beers. Happy Friday.
We've got a couple beers in front of us from one of San Diego's most mature breweries. They've been around quite a while. I'm talking about Mission Brewing. The first is called Pipe Dreams. It's a West Coast IPA coming in at 7.2% ABV. They use terpenes in this, which is pretty interesting. Terpenes appear in hops, but also in other notable botanicals.
Like what kind of notable botanicals?
Well, it's a cousin of hops, but it shall go unnamed.
It's green.
But anyway, you get off this beer a big citrus aroma, man. I'm getting a lot of pine also. You taste all that hop flavor and the terps without getting a lot of bitterness. This is really an interesting beer.
It's really nice and modern. I think that one thing when you have a brewery that's been around as long as Mission, you want to keep reinventing yourself so you keep up with the times, right? They've done that with this. Very nice.
When you mention one of the most mature breweries, I remember these guys for a long time, and one of the first beers I had was the Old Mission IPA.
Yeah.
Is this the beer that replaced it in the lineup? Is this relatively new?
I think so. It's one of their new core beers, and they are on a mission to rebrand themselves and sort of elevate their longstanding core beers.
Yeah, there's a ton going on over there. So, as everybody knows, they're in that old brick Wonder Bread factory. Right across from Petco Park.
One of the greatest places to go have a beer before a ball game.
Yeah, and that place is still around, but they don't brew there anymore. They actually took over Rough Draft Brewing over in Miramar and moved all their operations there, and actually today they opened the tasting room portion. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, like, head on over there and check it out.
Boys, you're coming over.
Get your hands on some of this beer. Like, it just tastes so fresh right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there, and I love that they updated, like I said, but at the same time, they knew the classics to keep.
I am just going to say that I'm really stoked about the next beer we're about to have. This is one of the first beers I ever had that was labeled double IPA.
We're talking about Shipwrecked. This is an old school beer, malt forward, incredibly balanced. A lot of the newer double IPAs are really, they're really dry and somewhat thin on the malt side. This one still has that bready, biscuity, toasty malt flavor going on, in addition to the beautiful hop bouquet.
Yeah, I mean, it's classic. And it has no terpenes, but man, I get dank. And I like that. In the finish, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's nice stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'd put this up there with anything. But yeah, this is available at like Albertsons and Vaughn's Pavilions and stuff. So like, look for this beer out there. It's super good.
This is one of those beers that, you know, sometimes you forget about how good a beer is, you know, because there's so many things flooding the market all the time, and you kind of lose track sometime of some of those great beers you first had.
I like that they make small batch stuff too. They kind of had an ownership shift, if you will, and they decided, hey man, we got to be putting stuff out at the tasting room that's really small batch, cool, fun, and they did it, and I found that they taste really good. So they have spots out in Kensington and UCSD now as well. It makes it fun to go out there instead of like, yeah, I love Shipwreck, but maybe I want to try something else too. So you get a little bit of all worlds, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, and they've won like medals for Russian Imperial Stout. They've got other things. They're more than just like a, you know, two trick pony here.
What do we have this week? Let's recap.
The first beer was called Pipe Dreams. It's a West Coast IPA coming in at 7.2% ABV, using a lot of terpenes. The second beer was called Shipwrecked Double IPA, 9.25% ABV, but it doesn't drink like it.
No, it does not.
Where did you say? I haven't been busy drinking this beer.
We'll be fine. We're just not going to go anywhere for a while.
We can walk to Mission from here, right?
Exactly. As always, I love you guys for coming in on Friday and sharing beers with us all. Paul Segura, brewmaster, rock and roll guitar playing face melter from Carl Strauss, Brandon Hernandez, San Diego Beer News. Give me the website for San Diego Beer News.
SanDiegoBeer.news.
Gentlemen,
support your local breweries.
Cheers. Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.